Street Culture in the house. It's your Wednesday. It's the hump week. What are we saying, people? I go by the name of Killer Keller. This is Kellervision Live Show with all the bangs and glitter and a mini Pink Floyd concert. Hold tight to my regulars. Make some noise for yourselves on the comments. Tell exactly where you are and what you're doing. Without you guys, we are nothing. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Sharing is caring. Spreading the world. Virality in the street culture lane. Guam, show yourself, my friend.
Hello.
The man, the myth, the legend. Where have you been all my life?
I've just been hiding under my desk for the last 48. How many shows? I can't remember now.
I know, 46, and you've only just shown your face. Everyone give Guam a big round of applause and a big what's up from down south. Yes, yes, comment crew, you know how we do. Also inside the place, we have Lisa Marie. How you feeling, Lisa?
Hi.
You're in pain today, aren't you?
I am in the worst pain.
She's in the worst pain.
No,
she's
my back.
It's not been a breakdancing season for her. Nothing to do with that. But you're here to take quotes, aren't you? Taking all the details, coordinates.
I'm still here.
That's what I'm saying. Because for those of you who don't know, this is a street culture music fair. All musical disciplines within the urban area, MC and DJ and producers, all genres of music, not to mention street art, graffiti. Big shout out to my Graffiti Kings crew, the sharing zone. We're definitely in the mix right there with the Graffiti Kings. Big news on Graffiti Kings a little bit later. So hold tight to my B-Boy Documents crew inside the place. We've got a Way Back Wednesday for your hit later on. But this isn't all about that, and it's all about more. We do normally have the Concrete Hustle battles where you get your thumbs involved for people to win prizes and money. Unfortunately, they're taking a hiatus for about 2 weeks because they're coming... No, next week, actually. They're coming with my doggy as the judge, the awesome Hobbit from the Beatbox Collective. So hold tight for that next week. But this week, we're going in strictly with the Raw. Again, tell us where you are, people. Tell us where you are in the world. All crew inside, including Guam. Right, we have rotations. Then we have an exclusive tag session with the man, the myth, the guy named Prime. If you don't know about this OG legend, he's going to be on the Killer Keller podcast tomorrow at 9 a.m. No joke, this is a sneak peek. Then we have Freestyle with myself alongside unknown man by the name of Chris Turner. For those of you who don't know who this guy is, not only is he a comedian from the States, but he's also a badass freestyler. We're going to give him all things to throw at him and he's going to rhyme about them. So hold tight on that one. Directly after that, we've got Kish Cash, where he's unboxing triple Adidas box, actually. So hold tight for that. Some exclusive three-pair action going on. And then we go into SJ with the news on lock, followed by Alakia Harley and the awesome Mark Hype. If you don't know about these two characters, they're also on the Killer Keller podcast. What are we doing out here? Come on. And then after that, we have Concept, my doggy, on the ground in New York, telling it how it is. He's in session, doing a little bowling sort of affair. All right, I'm the one doing the beatboxing. For those of you just joining, welcome to the Kellervision Live Show. Get your comments down. Tell us where you're at, where you are in the world. Tell us who's with you. This is the score. If you're missing it, you're missing out. So please hang on in there, all right? Then have B-Boy Documents from 1997, a common show with the DJ, Mr. Sinister from the Executioners back in the day. And that concludes the business. We're getting straight into it. Guam, are you ready for them rotations?
I am. I'm so ready. I'm ready. There I am.
Let's get into it.
They'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-9. The ones that live real, them niggas don't die. Millions, I want a motel. Put it in your face, this shit like boot.
Bully come for bully them. Bedroom bully come for bully them. Bedroom bully come for bully. You know when I go in, I go inside fully. Bedroom bully come for bully them. Belly and energy full.
Niggas thought I was done with this shit. I'm about to start having fun with this shit. Might start throwing ones in this bitch. Lately I've been having fun with the drip. Still got my guard up. You believe?
We trying to rise, we colonize like invading powers. You can say the towers will never be twins again. I run this town, the beach side and the winds again.
Some say the latest shit is better than the new shit. I just love good music, do it.
We've got Chris Turner inside the house.
Hello, inside my house.
Inside your house. And well, we thought it was about time we showed our technical abilities, myself beatboxing, alongside the freestyle comic wizardry that he has inside as a signature move.
Secret power.
But yeah.
You're
yeah, you're got flames. So we have had conversations with people on Facebook. They've sent through their statements, words, and phrases for you to be hurling vernacular at them with freestyle.
Ooh, hurling vernacular. Right. I like it. Yeah, right. That's good.
Right, so first of all, we have gastric bands.
Cool. So gastric band. Yeah, got it.
Yep. Second of all, we have oat milk versus soya milk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The eternal debate rages on, which yes. is better. Clearly oat milk, guys. soya milk, very bad for the planet.
Absolutely. Fettling.
Fettling. You are going to have to expand upon fettling.
It's this thing that pottery makers do with their hands. They're fettling.
With their hands while pottering.
Yeah, you know that ghost scene.
Ooh, yeah.
Heavy fettling.
He fettled her good and proper.
The royal family.
Yeah, yeah. I know them.
Dominatrix.
Ooh, hello. Hello.
And Jimmy Savile.
Let's go.
It's funky.
Vegetarian, vegan, or one of those ilk. Gotta make sure you choose the right kind of milk. Oh, get my vote, giving it to oat. Cause when it comes to floating the boat of the barristers, when you're frothing the foam, you gotta make sure you got the oat milk at home. Cause the soya one, you should really avoid. Cause all of the practices employed by the farmers takes up too much water. If you buy it from the market, I saw ya, I give you a stink eye, feeling evil. When it comes to milk, oats got no equal. I'm choosing that for my little cornflakes. If I'm in a ceramics class, I might take note of the skills of the instructor. I saw Ghost, remember the scene where he fucked her, technically from behind as a specter. I watched it, got aroused, got erect there. Why? Cause he was really meddling on the pottery wheel, doing mad fettling like whittling wood. I wanna make sure the shape on my urn so good I can earn respect when I make that vase. Do it, I'm the best by far. I put it down in the kiln, cooking it up. When I'm in Buckingham, I'm looking it up at the Queen and the Corgi and Prince Phil. They got mad skills, you know they're so ill. Well, he's always ill cause he's 94. He's running over people in a Land Rover. The royal family just lost two recently. Meghan Etou Brute. Nah, my name is Harry, the progeny of a couple that were never married. Cause it was Diana and the other guy with his head colour of fire eye. I'm not saying that they are not related, just saying if Meghan saw this she would hate it and be frustrated. Cause I'm pressing so close like the media, the Washington Post. They like to follow her around and find her home. Let me go down to my dungeon. I got stairs and they're covered in muck and slime. You can see I've got a BDSM time. I mean BDSM like sadomasochism, not an abbreviation of Buddhism. I'm a dominatrix, you are gonna take this again. Gonna feel my whip and feel the pain, slapping it hard like the bass in the brain. I'm locking you up, I keep guys in chains and then I cover them up. Me and my dominatrix army, 50 Shades of Grey, doing shibari. That's the Japanese, tying with the rope. If I wanna keep myself clean with soap, then I do it in the prison where Jimmy wouldn't have gone if he hadn't escaped by passing on. He abused so many sickly kids. He went to the hospital and then he did all of them in their beds and he gave them money and said, I'm running all the marathons. Oh, it's quite funny. I present top of the pops. I've got nice bleach blonde, weird locks. Look at me. My name is Jimmy Savile, which makes sense because his crimes were so vile. He did horrid things to a child. He went expunged them, can't get rid of them. And in his dungeon, he would have all the kids. You're all going down like Joseph Fritz. Oh, what a link we did with the stinky kids. I don't mean to say that they're unwashed. Now what's the last one that we need to do? Remind me of the word that is coming through. We did five of them, I think there's just one more. Come on, Killer Keller, I really implore. Can I read gastric it on band here? Now I understand we're gonna keep it tight like a gastric band. If you feast on too many calories, then you go to your GP and he says, Chris, you need to lay off the curry. I'm not looking at you funny, but you got a big tummy. I don't even have the money, but I don't need to guess. I'm impressed because it's funded by the NHS and they make your stomach and sphincter shrink, and that is what makes me happy, at least I think.
How much fire was that? Exactly, Chris Turner. What are they saying about that, Lisa Marie? Come on.
That went down.
You weren't ready for that one, were you? That's some fire. You ain't bringing it
faces over here. For those of you just joining in and only just missing it, hey, welcome to the Kellervision Live Show. We do this every Wednesday, 9 o'clock without fail, part of the bigger Kellervision network, including Killer Keller Podcast and more. Who's inside the place, Lisa Marie?
We have Martin Gear.
Hold tight, Martin. Big shout out to Martin. Hold tight.
Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Yes, Lucy. Hold tight, Lucy. Gang, gang. Come on, you know it.
We've got Gary.
Hold Gary. Jeez.
You, Gary.
Gary. What have we got, Gary? Go on.
Jody.
Gee, easy. Jody. Hold tight, Jody. H and Tide place. Come on.
Christina.
Hold tight, Christina. Listen, we've got all the gang inside now. Does that mean we are really...
Yeah, all our gang.
Yeah, I'll get well soon,
I'm
Ashley.
Here. We know you're all here.
Ah, oh, there he is. What are you saying, G? What are you saying?
Okay, just down by the golf course, just getting ready. End of the show. I'm on.
For those of you who are listening and not watching, because we do this on an audio on a Friday as well, Guam is currently sitting on many backdrops, just literally pondering the world. He's binging and purging on the backdrops of Zoom currently, sitting alongside me for the first time ever. What made you do it, Guam?
Oh, well, I've been in a little room of my own for a few months now, so I thought I would just come and say hi.
This man right here is the man with the fucking plan. He's the man behind the circuitry. He's the reason why we send it up, you guys can watch it. So everybody, give the round of applause to the mighty G, as in Guam. Yes, that's right. Right, we're going to jump straight into it. We've got Kish Cash right now doing a triple unboxing. Big shout out to my boy Kish Cash on the fashion. Just do it, Guam. Let's send it up there.
Yo, people. What's good? I hope you're staying safe. Right, I've got a triple unboxing here, courtesy of my fan from Footshop, and it's a special one. And unless you've been living under a rock, you'd be acutely aware that Adidas has reinstated the AZX series. And last year saw the 30th anniversary of the Adidas torsion system. So here we have three beautiful executions of three classic silhouettes from the ZX series. Okay, we've got the ZX 9000 here with Concepts, the ZX 8000 here with Dead Hype, the German design collective, and then we've got the ZX 7000 here by HeyT, who do the most incredible tees in Asia. Right, okay, let's get down to business. Concepts, if you're not aware, one of the best sneaker stores in the world. All their collaborations are absolutely fantastic and of a high level. And just check these bad boys out. So this is the 9000 with the entire silver foil upper and little pops of red right there. And you've got the tricolour stripes, the torsion sole right there. Now look at this upper. Is it inspired by an astronaut's outfit? Is it inspired by the blanket the marathon runners get covered in post their run? I don't know, but these just look hard. Yo, absolutely killer. Then, this one's a real special one because Dead Hype, as I said, is a German design collective, right? And Adidas is obviously a German company. So these bad boys are so wicked. Look at that purple lilac upper. These are absolutely gorgeous. Equally as neck snapping for different reasons. There's no stripes here. Instead, you have butter soft leather, full grain butter soft leather. And here you have brushed suede. And then you have a canvas right here on the vamp. Look at that. The tonal, yo, these are so clean. And then finally, to this version of the ZX 7000, which for me, you know, is one of the most beautiful versions of a ZX 7000 I've ever seen. And there's certain details here which elevate them to the maximum. Just look at what's going on the vamp here, right? This is a brand new unique feature. You know, you don't get that overlay on the vamp normally on the 7000, but look at the colors. You got the see-through toe piece. You got the laces which fade up. I mean, these look absolutely so good, you'd want to eat them. And look at that detail on the tongue label. I have to say, the AZX series has been a success in my book. Every one of these executions is a hard look indeed. And yo, my Footshop fam, stocking these, they're going quick. So, you know, don't sleep.
Ah, beautiful. Big shout out to Kish. Hold tight, all the regulars, the nut busters. I see you. That's a bunch of people inside don't see for a minute. And more to the point, everyone is commenting about the greatness of seeing Guam, which, you know, should be a verb in the dictionary. It's very good to see you on Guam, isn't it? Lisa had a comment about Kish's his sensibilities on sneakers. Tell us what you were saying.
I was just saying, like, during lockdown, like, I bought a few trainers, but, like, I don't feel bad when I want to buy more because I just think of Kish. And, yeah, so I think it's all right because there's always someone with more than me.
So having the positive... yeah, exactly. There's always someone more. So having the positive effect is Kish Cash with the Fash. Big shout out, Kish. For those of you who are familiar with Graffiti Kings, hold tight, Graffiti Kings, I see you in place. Well, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I am doing an official live stream takeover at a very prestigious... establishment by a particularly famous chef, but we aren't going to get into it. You're just going to have to tune in, and I have no idea what to expect. I've got a feeling it's going to be mad because there's going to be a lot of graffiti going on, and it's a hijack from your man Killer Keller on the Graffiti Kings Facebook page. That's tomorrow UK time, 8 p.m. I'm going to be there like swimwear. We're going to do it. Right, we're going to jump into this one. Guam, are you ready for the next bat? All right, we've got SJ in the house, followed by Alakai Harley and Mark Hype from this week's Killer Keller podcast last Tuesday's. But let's jump into it. SJ News on lock. Let's have you.
Let the games begin.
Hey guys, welcome to SJ's News Unlock. Thanks for locking in again. I've had a busy fucking week. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I'm trying to get loads of merch ready for Christmas. I got a new website coming out. Oh, there's just so much stuff going on. I hope you guys will all support me in this. I've got my first ever calendar coming out. It's something I've wanted to do for absolutely so many years, but it's going to be banging, so I can't wait to share that with you guys. So I just wanted to do some rotations this week, some new music that's come out that I think you guys will love. So first up, we've got a new album from DEE, Double or Nothing. He's got a few people collaborating on there. He's got Giggs, he's got Getz, he's got Kano, he's got Jeremy, probably loads more that I can't remember right now, but it's a really great album. Here's a little preview snippet of that.
My car told me a thing about war. My car told me a thing about cash. My car told me a thing about pee. My car told me a thing about cash. My car told me a thing about weed. My car told me a thing about pain. My car told me a thing from with the way back, with the way back when. My car told me a thing about bikes. My car told me a thing about cars. My car told me a thing about product.
Also, we've got the boy Dizzy Rascal. He's got a new release, Don't Be Dumb. And it features Don't Be Dumb. We've got Body Loose, Act Like You Know. I can't remember this one always. LLLL. There you go. Love Life, Live Large. LLLL. This came on in the gym the other day and I loved it. So big up Dizzy as always.
Get your body loose. I might just tip a little juice. I might just call up Mama Seuss. Rock and get drunk. Act like you know I got window shop. Act like you know I just clock and cut. Act like you know Ruth girl don't flop. You gonna give top? Let me know if not then what. Love, life, live, large, stay, ready, take, charge. Slap yourself. I'm so ahead of my lap myself.
And last but not least, I wanted to put in here Inner Man, friend of the show. He's got a new track out also, Lost in Space.
Jump on rhythms and then I slew him. Favourite pastime, having a nice time, let's do it. Ah, you ain't got a clue why you're mad, tell me why you're screwing. Too much drugs, your mind's all gone. Skew it.
Hope you have a really good rest of your week and I'll see you next week. I'll see you on the other side.
Friend of mine, the mighty Mark Hype from Berlin.
Yeah, thanks for inviting. That something like this happens because they haven't recognized.
So
what?
Fuck.
And a big shame on him for fucking cheating.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was pretty awful to see this needle skip out of the record.
It makes you wonder.
Not in a certain format of how you think necessarily verse, chorus, bridge. Yeah, so chorus. I just kind of write, but then there is certain things that I do in terms of arrangement to make it a good song. And I feel like when you're in that moment, it's just too much to think about.
Just like that, we get in you. Big shout out to SJ, forever killing it. Get that calendar. We got some really, really big news coming up for the Kellavision Network so soon. And it's going to blow your mind. I'm super excited about it. We all know what it is, but we can't tell you just yet. But what we can tell you is there's a lot of events, communities, and people out there that are suffering at the moment at the hands of COVID and a lockdown. We got a couple of links to help this thing along. First of all, Lisa, are you ready with them links?
I am.
All right. First of all, it's a crowd fund for my peoples at Slim Jims, Upper Street, Highbury, Islington. For those who don't know, it's London. Where are you in the world? Give us a comment and tell us where you are. But this is where we're dealing, right? We're dealing local just for a hot minute. Okay. Slim Jims, crowd fund. Keep the place open. Let's go with that. Lisa, you going to drop that one? All right. That is in the comments right now. If you've got any change, anything to give, please give to these guys and keep their venue moving. And trust me, when it gets live again, we'll all be going over there for a drink or two. Secondly, you shall find, if I'm not mistaken, Save Trellick Tower, which is a graffiti spot very central to the history of UK graffiti and the London scene. They're threatening to take it down. So please, when we finish the show, if you could sign a petition, that is super important to me and the rest of the collective here and the whole crew as a whole. Please sign that petition. We've got to keep that saved, all right, for 2021. Are you ready with that one, Lisa? Done and done. That's in the comments as well. And lastly, my brother, Matt the Alien, has had a horrific accident up there in North America. We would really appreciate any support you guys could give. If it's not money, please share the link. If it is money, please donate as best you can. Never, no too little is not enough. All right, so is that how you say it? Something like that. Anyway, that's my boy, Matt the Alien, one of the most conscious DJs in the circuit of North America. He's had a bad one, so please support him. Hey, listen, you know what? We're nearly in and out, you know, because we don't have the battles. Big shout out to Concrete Hustle every time. If you're only just joining us, this is Kellavision Live Show, the only place for music and street culture and all disciplines all across on. And you've got all the comments down there. Please make friends with all of our friends that are in the comments right now. Without you guys, there's now. Okay, so please spread the love. Sharing is caring and all that business. Tomorrow we have a killer podcast with the mighty graffiti writer of the world by the name of Prime. That's at 9 a.m. And then you've got the audio version of this on a Friday. But right about now, we are going over to NYC, to New York City for my brother. Big up Normski inside the place. I see you, my brother. Big up Normski. We're going to go straight over to NYC to my brother Connie Concept. He can be doing his shooting some hoops and b-balling all about the place. And then straight after that, we have the awesome crew, B-Boy Documents, documenting a Way Back Wednesday for us. DJ Mr. Sinister alongside Common, 1997 Jazz Cafe Camden. Let's get into it, Guam. Let's do it.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Hey, what's up? We here, Killer Kella Podcast. Hey, for those that didn't know, I grew up playing ball like this. We here, we in New York, dribbling this ball around. Listen, last week I dropped off that new single. Shoot! So this week what we're going to do is I'm going to give you this exclusive video. It's not out yet. I'm not even sure when we're going to drop it. Maybe next week. Maybe the week after. I'm not really sure. But shoot, video. We shot right here on this court right here. Listen, during quarantine, I've been learning how to edit videos. So I've been editing all my own videos and shit. So the shoot video that's dropping, I did it. Let's check it out. Shoot, exclusive video right here on the Killer Kella Podcast. Let's go. I sit around the back, cross it through the legs, do a spin, kick it back, then I shoot. Kick it back, then I shoot. Kick it back, then I shoot. Hey yo, the pressure's on, the defense is squared up. Yeah, everything gets aired out. Remember being scared once, and everything gets owned up. My music, the owner, my logo, the
sure that I've nailed down my ceiling. Don't need it, sometimes use umbrellas. I shoot like I'm Bird Foot.
Hey, we here. Killer Keller. Shoot! That video is gonna come out real soon, so make sure you tell everybody about it. Make sure you go stream that single on all platforms. Click that like button, share it on all your platforms. Shoot! Hey, we're gonna talk about some new music though. Let's talk about Ty Dolla $ign featuring Post Malone. That shit is spicy.
Who tryna go? Who gon' drop it down like it's money on the floor? Who tryna bust it for the dollars? Who tryna freak, bring the home girl and run it? She my spicy.
Smoking Blunts, Killer Keller Podcast. This is your boy, Champagne County. Concept. Hope you had a great time.
And now I got my DJ, Mr. Sinister from the X-Men, ready to bring this shit for y'all. So check him out right here, Mr. Sinister. Put the spotlight on him. Keep going.
Connie Concept killed it once again. Big shout out to B-Boy Documents. Hey, look, it's a strictly New York affair, that one, pretty much. Mr. Sinister as well. Ooh, big up, Connie. Big up for the love each and every time. Check out his tune, Shoot It's Fire. Lisa, how was that for you this episode?
Bloody brilliant. Bloody very painful.
Bloody, yeah, it was painful. Listen, guys.
Not the actual podcast.
No, I know. She's not very well at the moment. She's done too much backspinning. She's done her back in. Digital Street Culture. Again. Oh, dangerous. There he is. What are you saying, Guam? You good?
I'm good. I've just got my coat on. I need to get beer. So come on, let's finish this show.
All right, you need to go and get a beer. You need to go and get work like a dog all day.
All right, listen, guys, tomorrow, 9 a.m., make sure you're there. Killer Keller Podcast. Prime is the guest, graffiti legend. All right, so check him out. The audio version is on Friday. You can check that out on all good podcast platforms. Big shout out to SJ. Big shout out to Connie. Big shout out to B-Boy Doctors. Big shout out to Kish Cash. Big shout out to Mr. Normski inside the place, SJ, and of course, yourselves. Without you guys, we are nothing. Tomorrow, I am on 8 p.m. Graffiti Kings. We're doing a live transmission. We're doing it guerrilla style. So make sure you join in Graffiti Kings Facebook. We're doing this time next week. We're doing it again, all right? Television live show. Stay lucky. We'll see you guys on Gang Gang for the after show party. See you later.